Hey, Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And it's that time of the evening that we discuss business affairs and everything that, you know, affect our bread and butter. It's the 30th of January, 2026, and we are marking the end of January. January has officially come to an end, although we have tomorrow. But this what is telling you is that 2026 will become history soon. That is why it's always very important to make sure that once we move toward 2026, we stick on the plan, Do not divert from the plan, whether you are excited, and do not make a decision when you are too happy. Especially, I do not want to end more or expand what Helmut have advised to say. Remember, you have a landlord. Remember, you have a wife. Remember, you have a husband. Remember, you have kids, and you have a boss also tomorrow. And you have, you know, a nation to feed, you have an economy to grow, and, you know, you have citizens to protect. Those are some of the ways which I've recently learned, particularly to, Namibians who are keen and interested in, getting things done and also making sure that, we expand not only our economy, but, development, at large. And yeah, it's a Friday, it's a relaxed Friday, and, some people, they've been waiting for this, particularly those who got paid, and we see if you move around town, you'll be able to see that, you know, there are movements out there. And it's just a wind of caution, especially the end of this week. Understand that when you are busy withdrawing your money, there are also those who never worked for money, but they would like also to gain from you. Just one of our colleague within the fraternity was today kidnapped, but managed also, you know, to use journalism skills to make sure that you understand the text you are entering into, and any single mistake you understand risk management. That short text can save your life. Don't just enter the taxi in Tayango like you are entering your own car, because nowadays things are becoming complicated, and we have been indicating this to say when you find out that the economy is not doing very well, one of the finance minister from Uganda who said the economy is not doing very well, it's not on the good trajectory, understand that there's also high level of poverty and high level of creativity in a bad way. People are trying to trick you, the tricksters, the pickpocketers, and the spinners, the con artists, they are all in town. And you must be very careful. You must be very careful and understand that you have also resources to protect. And do not like stories. How should somebody that you never met end up promising you heaven and earth in this economy? Sometimes you need to use our mind to escape some of these, you know, old school tricks. And also learn from those who are streetwise too, those who are streetwise, because sometimes you'll be able to realize that, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to share. Those who went to school want to sit on their own. Those who are street smart want to sit on their own. But you need to understand that if you are entering the jungle of the street, you need to understand that there are also those who are from there, have experience. You learn from them. Learn those tricks so that you can protect yourself, and especially in January. And there are beautiful news also. Today I was at Chopis or Chomwise, where there was you know, a bonanza competition, and you know how beautiful it is to win a car. Very young lady, student, won a car today. And also one of a parent who came with a daughter. And one young lady too. They won, Toyota, Indongo Toyota, new Vitsa. And understand that competition is there. You'll be able to understand that your day is your day. That is why don't always compete with anybody. And you must also celebrate people's victory, because what you give is also coming out. And it's very necessary, it's very important, it's very crucial to understand that at this difficult economy, when somebody is succeeding, it doesn't mean that you are failing, particularly to our youngster. When somebody is doing very well, it doesn't mean that you are failing. At least learn, be inspired, and also let us not be the reason other people are falling down. But yeah, today, the conversation, we try to relax it, but we still maintain to the business context. We are going to discuss the issue of patience, the ability to wait, and also the ability to be not in a rush. And what is the necessity of patience when things are settling? What is the necessity of patience in personal and institutional development? And, you know, I was reading one book by, you know, one of the English writer who was speaking about the history of oil kings in Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Oman, those beautiful countries. But one of the things that made them powerful is not that they have advanced technology. It's ability to incorporate their traditional teaching into the modern way of life. And what made them a force to be reckoned with is their understanding of diplomacy and also patience to say, if it's not having a long-term beneficial to me, why should I get into it? That is why, with experienced high level and the founders of capitalism, when the US get to Saudi Arabia, go and read that history. Very interesting. When they went there, with a very great company. They wanted to, when they went there, they were 100% owning the oil, the drilling, and the business at large. But through patience, time to time, one by one, it came to the point where the Saudis got, you know, their shares, until to the point they got their 100% share of Aramco oil company. But this is also telling you to say sometimes we must be able to learn this. And these things are not, we are not taught at home. We are not taught in schools, particularly the old teachings that everything has its own time. Everything has its own time as long as you are moving. I'm stating this because through being an observer in various settings, I have seen that you find young men at the age of 20 so stressed and want to live a life of somebody who is 45. And you see a very beautiful young lady at the age of 21 so stressed and trying all the tricks to live a beautiful life of you know, a 50-year-old madam who has succeeded and also who has seen life. But what does that bring into the current world is bringing the destruction, not only of values, but destruction of institution, and also hinder the excellence, particularly in terms of doing the right work. And it also bring a lot of chaotic activities. I want you to take time and look at our young entrepreneurs, and I'm saying this with much respect. You see, it's not wrong to be a starter, and it's also not wrong to be an underdog. But if we celebrate every company registered without even doing one or two things, then you realize that we have a very big problem. And if we carry this mentality until we come to the point of at the national level, we realize that if we lack that patience, we end up ending up in deals that are temporarily satisfactory, but long-term destructive, particularly to the nation building. And I want you to take a lens of analysis and observe to say, since 1990, how many projects have we embarked on? How many projects have we embarked on as a country? How many are successful? And how many have we abandoned? How many have we started? How many have we abandoned? How many houses we have built? How many we have abandoned? How many roads we have started, how many we have abandoned? Why do we want fast success? How many projects are still standing, and how many white elephant projects that we have? But today we have to discuss that concept of patience, that concept of waiting, not only waiting for stopping, but also have time to put your resources at one place, finish a complete project, and promote excellence. And also understand that some goals, particularly national development, these are the goals that can be able to take 20 to 30 years. But if we have that thing in time, it's not really to say strategic thinking. It's beyond strategic thinking because it has to do with long term. And it's old African wisdom, because if you see a well-grounded adult who is instilled with African values, you'll be able to realize that either he's speaking, either he's talking, either he's responding, he's not in a hurry, because he has seen everything. He understands what it means when you are rushing into things. And patience for personal and institutional development will also be able to tell us that you find that some of our young entrepreneur, young business people, they get so distracted. You have been working on the project for 3 years. Then you see somebody just won a tender. Then you say, no, I'm jumping out. I'm going to do Forex. While you are at Forex, then you see somebody got money from National Youth Fund. Then you say, no, man, how did he get the money from National Youth Fund? Then you enter into agriculture project. By the time you are a DJ at a certain show, want to enter into entertainment, you find yourself want to do music that you are not also talented into, just because you lose patience to understand your project. You lose patience to understand your project and your talent too. And this is not only something that we blame to our young entrepreneur. It's also something that we also need to look at, I don't want to say young professionals, but I also want to say people across the board. Sometimes you really find a person with a very good business idea, a person with a very good project, or somebody studying a very good course at the university. But just because this person heard that there was more money in this course, then he jumped to another course. And you find it, it's becoming chaotic. If you want to understand it, you can look at it from individual point of view. Then you also be able to look at it as it being reflected at the national level. I remember one economist, Sir Solomon Hay, indicated that Namibians, we are not here nor there. We start this project, we go to another one, we go to this project, then we end up a bit confused. But why can't we have a patience of become so excellent in what we do? Why can't we come up with an aspect of becoming so excellent in what we do, and we succeed in our economic development? Because had we learned from the Saudis what they have done, we wouldn't be here. And ask yourself this question, and just to be provocative, I was listening to one of my good lecturer, Fonwe Kapama. There was a point he was discussing this Namaherero genocide. Then he mentioned one thing to say, you know, in negotiation, there is something that it take long. And that money that we got, or we agreed upon, it's just a starter. The real cost is coming. He mentioned something like that to say, moving forward, let us not be fast to reach the conclusion. And this is not only reflecting to an individual, it's also reflecting a national project. And also to say, what cornered, why do you think, I don't want to enter into the debate of genocide, but I just want you to get a comparative a picture. Why do you think the Jews, they were paid and they are still paid by Germany after the genocide of the Second World War? They are still paid the reparation fee. They are still paid because of genocide. But it took Namibia a very long time to get into that argument, and also just to recognize even the weight of genocide. Why are we rushing? Why are we even divided? Instead of coming up with a long-term plan to say, okay, this is the game. It's a discussion of genocide. If we don't succeed in our era, maybe our children will succeed. But the negotiator is negotiating, looking at the time frame to say, no, let's get to the cut and let's just reach this conclusion. That's why we have these chaotic activities. But what is What is necessary, what is needed is patience and also ability to look into the future. Ask your counselor, what is that that he's willing to live with you within the constituency? What is that that he's willing to live with you within the constituency? Is your counselor having a long-term plan even after he's gone? Few of them, maybe two or three. Because you know why? It's leadership that is only thinking within the term that the person is leading. Why do you think projects are still standing? Because a person was trying to make sure that he's finishing that project within that time frame. Either he's cutting costs, bringing different contractors, bringing different investors. That's why things are messed up. But who is going to teach us that element of building block by block with consistency until to the point that we build the country? Because that is exactly what is lacking. It's not only lacking in an individual way, but also at an institutional level. And, you know, I think there is a guy from FNB who is the head of SME. I think it's De Jong. Somewhere he was mentioned to say, you know, 60% of SMEs registered in Namibia, they closed down 3 months after registration. Then you are asking yourself to say, first of all, what was the intention of registering them? What was the intention of starting them? And when you understand that, you see that there is a bit of lack of resilience, lack of waiting, and a lack of building. And a lot of business presenters and analysts have indicated that a guy like Elon Musk, who have been working on his project for 15 years without making any profit. How many Namibians are able to work on the project for 2 years without making any profit? How many of them understanding an idea, waiting? How many of them can succumb to people's perspectives and views? Because if we lack that, then you'll be able to understand that why do up to now we don't have an international competitive company? Even Continental, I doubt we have Continental competitive company. How many Namibian companies are competing at the continental level? Domestically established companies. It's not 30 now, I think it's 36, ne? We are 36 years. By 2030, we are going to be 40 years. 40 years after independence, how many domestic companies are operating internationally? So, those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves as an individual too. And it's also a question of relooking at our education system too. To say, if we are educating our children, what is the main objective, particularly after they graduate, is to say, finish fast. Get a job fast. If you don't get this one, you look like a loser in the community. There's no other things that you can do. If you finish this one, if you get this one, if you don't get married at the age of 30, you look like a loser in your community. If you don't buy a house and a car before you are 45, you look like that. That's why you find people, if you make a guy a financial analyst or financial advisor, coin, they start missing in an organization because lack of societal patience and also lack of long-term planning, it will also be the end of us as individual and also as a country. Ask somebody to say, where do you want to see yourself in 10 years as an SME operator? Where do you want to see yourself in 10 years as a student? Maybe few of them, they have that plan. Because you know why? We are seeing the world of marketing, the world of illusion, and the world of not the real. You see somebody taking a picture inside somebody's house, then you are saying, no, I think I lost it in life. The business I'm doing is wrong. Let me do this. This person is doing model. Let me go to modeling. By the time you wake up, you are in the center of a syndicate. Then you are in Thailand. And if we are not really looking into that, it's going to be dangerous, it's going to be chaotic, and it will take us a very long time before we realize that there is a lot of things that we need to do as a country, and also, you know, as individuals. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can continue the conversation, because today at Business and Economic segment, we're speaking about the act of patience and the student of future studies, and also planning. They will be able to tell you to say patience is also a strategy on its own, because there's quite a big difference between patience and waiting. Because if us as a country we are willing to invest, for example, in nuclear energy, then maybe an engineer can come and say, look, if you put effort in this, it will work, but only after 15 or 20 years. How many of them are going to stand up and say, let us work? Somebody will stand up and say, no, but by that time, I'll be out of office. Yes, why can't you start something that you cannot inaugurate? No, by that time, I'm going to be 85 years old, but by that time, I'm going to be 70. By that time, I'm no more an ED. That's why they are trying to confine, and I'm not saying all of them, sorry, but to say those people are trying to confine projects within a very short time. That's why things are not moving. We are not a long-term planner, and we cannot be patient. We can't wait. Look at abandoned houses around your towns. Look at them. What was the planning there? Who was planning? We have experts in planners, but who was planning that? Where are the numbers? Look at and Windhoek is actually getting out of hand, and I'm not saying this to mock anybody, because you know what, we do not have a long-term plan. The city of Windhoek strategic plan, unless they have a new one, is going to end 2027, the one of having smart city. But it's a very beautiful strategic plan, but we're also seeing some results, especially when it comes to Windhoek and policing system. We are seeing those results in the whole corners of Windhoek, and we are very proud of that. But when it comes to city planning and housing, it's lagging behind, big time, lagging behind big time. When it's coming to city of Windhoek and governance, it was lagging behind, but there are also some few positive things that you see. When Tate Machai came in, I don't know for how long it's going to be like that, but what are the results coming out, particularly in terms of housing? And what is the necessity of patience, a long-term planning, and working on a project that was started? If you look at, for example, South Africa. South Africa has a lot of chaotic things happening in that country. But when you look at, they also have uncompromised principles. If you compare not only political party values, but also look at their governance ethos, you realize that South Africa have also uncompromised principles. There are things that you cannot touch, that is for South Africa, especially when it's coming to institution infrastructure, when it's coming to their education too. And they also have builder projects. Compare, and I'm saying with this not to provoke anybody, but compare the veterans of South African liberation struggle with a veteran of Namibian liberation struggle. Have you ever seen the former MK, the real MK, I mean the first MK, because we have two MK now, the MK, the military wing for ANC. Look at the veterans of MK, Indians, whites, blacks. How are they taken care of? Because, you know, they have a long-term plan to say, after this, after demobilization, after integration into the community, we have projects to honor the veterans until a certain point. Look at the way they deal with their traditional authorities. They have a long-term plan. There are things that you cannot compromise. integration of traditional authority within the governance. And you'll be able to understand that by looking at the incosis of the Zulus and Xhosas, their roles in parliament. And also look at their plan in integrating their culture to their governance system. And for those of you who watch South African parliament, particularly during SONA, there is always this person, either it's a guy, a lady, they call the person, it's a praise singer. And in the history of South Africa, before a king speak, there is somebody who prays that amakosi. They do that before the president come and speak, because you know why? They have a long term of making sure that South Africa is not going to lose its culture, no matter the development stage of the state. But at home, ask yourself this question to say, what is that long term plan that we started with in 1990? That you are still working on. How many of that? Apart from a very beautiful vision 2030 that we are standing on, how many projects they were passed from administration to another administration? Why do we did not analyze what was wrong with Harambee Prosperity Plan 1 and 2 and then we extended that, which was a very beautiful plan? Why we did not do that? But it's a question of concern, and it's also a question that allow us to look beyond our generation. And if you are a parent, are you only looking at the benefits that you are going to get while you are there? You are not looking at the 100 years, where your kids are going to be. If you ask yourself that question, are you self-serving, or you are serving the state? Because you also owe the state. If you are a leader, are you only serving your team, or you have something that you are going to leave? And if you have a mentality of saying, when I leave a certain institution, things are going to collapse, then that is not what Namibia wants. If you are a chief of an organization, if you are a CEO or you are a director, what plan do you have beyond your team? Are you just self-serving? But yeah, we'll come back to the concept of patience, and also the danger of impatient. The danger that we see our young business people going to, our youth going into, the peer pressure, the temptation, the abandoned life projects, and the regrets too after that. Then we also look at what we need to do to make sure that we look ahead and understand that, it's a long-term thinking that will let us win, not, fly-by-night success. Because just imagine this. Imagine if you are 21, then you get everything that you want in life. You get the most beautiful, fantamagorious, sexiest ladies of your type that you want. You get money. Let me say you get 5 million. Then you get a business to work on, then you get a qualification that you want. Yes, you have everything, but you did not see life. By the time you reach 30, you collapse because you have nothing to work on. You are not operating at the same frequency as your other young people. You are dining with kings and bishops, and you are dining with kings and queens and popes. But that is a dream of everybody who does not want to look at a 10-year plan, who does not want to look at a 20-year plan. That's why we are fighting each other. That's why we are kidnapping each other in the street, because everybody wants to be the big guy on the table who is drinking Hennessy and all these things. But yeah, let us look at a short commercial break, then we continue with the conversation. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are looking at one thing, the importance of patience, the importance of waiting, the importance of long-term thinking in our personal and also institutional development, and what needs to be done, particularly looking at where we are now as a country, and learning from success stories especially those who manage to go forward with the resources we also have. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can continue the conversation.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omaru di dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Hey, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the
we are moving forward with Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and today we are looking at the importance of waiting, the importance of patience, and also the importance of looking long term. I remember there was a time, it was a time of this discovery of oil and gas. I think it's 2023. Yeah, around 2023 there. 2020, yeah, I think it's 2023. There was a certain discussion at the State House, and I think Istate Kanjo there at one point was giving this discussion to say, you know, when these guys are coming to drill, we do not have machines and all these things. You know, 50% is the best we can do and all these things because we don't have time and negotiation can lapse and all these things. And in my mind, I just think to say, when we did not discover oil and gas, what were we busy with? When we did not discover green hydrogen, what were we busy with? When we did not look at exploring uranium, usage of uranium to, you know, building uranium brand and also to generate electricity, what were we busy with? What did we jump from to get into these three projects? And have we gone back and realized, or is it a matter of prioritizing? What if they are speaking like Namibia have still wealth of undiscovered minerals? What if in the middle of this year we discover cobalt in the desert, in Namib desert? Can we still going to say no? Now is cobalt is strategic. Let us negotiate even 2% because we don't have machines and all these things. By the time we are at 2045, or by the time we are going to reach, Agenda 2063, by 2063, we have an apple bitten in all sides without finishing it. Or we bite this apple, we leave it here, we bite another one, we leave it here, we bite another one. But if we have a full concentration on key strategic sectors, I'm not saying we should take some, but key strategic sectors to say, okay, this is what we have discovered, this is what we are working on, we are putting our bet on this, we are putting our resources on this. One day, if we are not desperate enough to make a quick cash, we are not desperate enough to let people see, if we put more effort in the project, let me say for 10 years, then on the way, somebody will jump in and assist us. What the Saudi have done is very interesting, and I want everybody to, who is interested in this oil and gas, to go and read the history of the Saudis. It has been one of the most poorest countries. Traditional economic way. And when they discover, they say, no guys, this, we did not have this one, but our values, our nation first. Let us bring in the explorers. Americans, they came, they drill oil, they discover wells. Then negotiation have started. And when our president said, let us not negotiate with poverty mentality. Poverty mentality, you are negotiating to say after the end of the negotiation, I get my cold drink and I go home. But if you are not hungry and you are negotiating, you can even go home and sleep and come back to say, let's continue with the conversation. We are not going to give you 15. We are not going to give you 20. We are going to give you 15 for now. But let the agreement be open. Let the agreement be open so that, one day we are going to own our resources. Because you know why? The freest countries in the world, Saudis, are very free because they don't owe anybody anything. They are very free. They trade with anyone. Trade with the Russians if they want. They go to Iran if they want. They go to China if they want. Because they realize that it's only their oil or nothing. But if we do not have patience, we end up, having a lot of things on top of the other without finishing anything. And that is very dangerous. Not only dangerous for the country's development, it's also dangerous, the mentality and the standard that we are setting to the children who will come after us. Because had we built the foundation, let me say for nuclear, then we say, even if it's taking 20 years, if it's taking 25 years, let's invest in that. While we are building capacity, let us wait. And this thing of saying I was the one who was opening this when I was a minister, the one when I was a CEO opening this, it's not really something that will bring us. But the legacy is still going to be there if you started something. But if you want to start something that can take 20 years, then you want to confine it within 5 years because that is your term of being there, then it's not going to work. And maybe if you ask yourself to say, could it be a lack of patience and also a lack of intensive focus in what you want? Could it be the reason we are where we are? If it's not the reason, could it be one of the reasons we are where we are? Could it be now the great opportunity to learn from that aspect so that we can move forward if we can be able to wait? Let's look at ShopRite and move forward.
At ShopRite, we're helping you make your money go further with our wide range of back-to-school savings. Save big on essentials like big crystal ballpoint pens or variants for just $18.99, two per pack. 4 marks, 4-pocket school backpack or variants for only $119.99 each. And an 8-piece primary school stationery set or 10-piece high school stationery set for a low $54.99 per set. Valid until 8 February 2026. Shop more back-to-school savings only at ShopRite.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Lipura nengelo
wapungwa Eva Tero ulikoni maundu toto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewetike kovano hile koshuwala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ili nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Okwene ushendike nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanoa na monika ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu oma felane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with the business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at patience, waiting, and the importance of long-term strategic plan, and also the vision that, you know, the country has, and also what we need to do from an individual point of view, from personal developmental plan to institutional institutional plan. Because what is interesting is that the Chinese Central Committee, they are a very interesting committee because they make a decision for the country. There was a point they sit and they draft a plan for China for 100 years. When Mao Zedong died in the 70s, there was already a plan to say, what can we do for China to make sure that China become economically competitive? What you see, our friends, our good friends that you see in South America, in Namibia, in Zambia, across the world, it was a grand plan of Mao Zedong. It was a grand plan of Mao Zedong, really, as I to say, for us to be globally competitive, we need to understand what is happening on the other side of the world. For us to be globally competitive, we also need patience. That's why those who did karate and martial art from that side, they understand that you are being taught patience and waiting. And that is exactly where they are. It was not an accident when the U.S. relook at their national security plan, then they realized to say, no, our main threat is not Russia anymore. Russia is not the main threat. The main threat is China. It's not because China want to kill them. It's because China is competitive. It's not only competitive now, it has been there. And it has been an underdog. When you are fighting, China is building. When you are bombing each other, China is building capacity. When you are developing a technology, China is building an advanced technology. By the time the world wake up, Chinese economy was the only economy which was growing with 80%. China is has been the fastest growing economy. Now, next to the US. and the difference in their GDP is not more than, it's not 20 trillion. It's not 15. You must understand that who is next to you. But why are they where they are? Why a Chinese student at the level of grade 8? You cannot beat it at engineering, even if you are a fan here at university. Why can't you do that? Because their education system was transformed because of patience and long term. To realize that, to say, if we want to do this, we need to wait while we are learning. They did not jump from project to project. The trade that you see, we sell about 80% of our uranium to China, which is not a bad thing. But it's part of their long-term strategy. They thought about energy long time ago. If you want to understand that, go and read the World, Nuclear Association. What is within their national strategy about energy? But now, instead of being bitter, it's quite important to understand that if we want to get where we want to get, let us think beyond our time. Let us go back to the African philosophy, where a grandfather lay a foundation and leave the teachings to the kids who are coming. And they are passed on from generation to another generation. Let us also come to the philosophy of planting a tree that you are not going to be in that shelter of that tree. Tell somebody to say, where are we going to be in 20 years? They will not want to tell you that. They say, no, by that time I'm going to be old. Why are you doing it to yourself if you are saying you are a servant? And I'm seeing a lot of people say, no, vote me so that I can speak on your behalf. Who say I cannot speak? But that is just a joke. But you know, somebody said, vote for me so that I can speak for you. I'm there to save you and all these things. But if you are there to save me, draft something, start something that is not only for me and you, but something for the younger generation and also for the generation to come. I would be very happy if, and I do not want this policy to fail, particularly of free education. I want it to be extended to the point of, no more subsidized, but a normal thing. No more to be celebrated, but a free education that every Namibian should get. If you qualify, you go. You get funded. And it's my wish that it's not only going to be in the next 5 years. Maybe it's going to be for eternity. If we take that step of free education for the next 20 years, transformation will come automatically. Because we'll learn how to think, and poverty is not going to be a limitation for somebody to be educated anymore. But if we just save it for 5 years, then we say, no, it's not working anymore. We are running out of money. We don't have a sustainable financial model. Let's go back. Then you realize that you have a problem. Same applies, you know, when I was at primary school, which is not long ago. We used to pay SDF, School Development Fund. I think it was just below 100 at the time at the combined school. Maybe it's $15, it's 50, it's maybe 90 within a year, and all these things. And there were resources by then, books and all these things. Then they say, no, there's no more SDF, but you just need to bring your stationaries. Then you realize to say, man, things are becoming harder now. But let us find a sustainable model that is long-term and can be able to assist us in the long run. And the same applies also the patience of building an industry, patience of building a food security sector. To say, why are we importing almost half a billion of rice? If we have plenty of land, if we have plenty of water, even underground water, if we have green schemes, why can't we plant enough for ourselves? Why are we still importing toothpicks? Imagine Hendrik Witboy just woke up now. Or Samuel Maharero just woke up now and said, no, this is not the country I was fighting for. Samuel Maharero woke up and said, no. It's not the reason I crossed the Kalahari Desert on top of a horse chased by Van Trotha and his people. This is not the country I fight. Why you guys are still importing, why you guys are still importing toothpicks in foreign currency? If we started that fight in 1903, why are we still importing water? Why are we still doing that, colleagues? And maybe you wonder why the man is not coming to us, because Hendrik Witboy is very angry. We say, no guys, you were supposed to do something better. There's no way you are still importing toothpicks. Why are you not thinking long term? When those guys started the fight, they did not think about themselves. When they started the fight, they did not think about themselves. There is one thing that, was spoken by the late, Ipumbu Shirongo, one of the kings of Ukwambi, who said, no, you can defeat me now. They were telling the colonels that you can defeat me now, but the young ones will come. Which means that he started the fight that he knew, even if he did not win that fight, somebody will come. And it took generation to generation. If you look from 1930s there, maybe 4 or 5 generations until they really came. But you realize to say these guys, they thought beyond their time. But what is visionary within ourselves? Do we still have that? And if we have that, why can't we do that? And if we are doing that, why can't we wait while the pot is cooking? So dear listeners, it's 57 minutes past the hour of 6. And you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401. And also, why we are here, because we are speaking to our young people. We know when the economy gets tough and scarcity of resources, they also get tough. It becomes very competitive. It's becoming a cut, a throat competition. And what is necessary is also patience and do what you can do. If you find your engineering graduate driving a taxi, do not laugh, because times are very tough. And also, what is necessary is also, let us not compare ourselves with others, because it's always necessary to realize that when somebody is succeeding, it does not mean that you are failing. Put that in mind, and also bring about that argument when your parents are saying, you look at David, he's doing A, B, C, and D. I'm not saying do not listen. Listen, but understand that people may look the same, but they are not the same. The timing is not the same. But what is necessary is what you do within the time that you have. And also, a 20-year-old want to have everything by 21. I think that is a shortcut of of life, and it's not practically possible, because what we need is to stay in the game and learn things that can be able to sustain us for a very long time. And those who are on the negotiation table, as our president has said, to say, do not negotiate with poverty mentality. If you are at the front line of economic development, do not sell the country for money, because those words, you already know them. Don't sell the country for money, because the country is for the people. And make sure that whatever negotiation you get into, whatever international business you are getting into, whatever contact you get into, make sure that you have a country to have an economy to grow. You have a country to feed, and citizen to protect. So from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around, and leave you in the good hands of Tuma Team.